The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. So now, it's obvious from reading the Gospels that Jesus was very familiar with the countryside, and also the people who were following him, they too would have been aware of the countryside. Maybe for us who live in urban areas or in cities, we don't get the whole meaning of the context of the gospel. So that description there, the second last line in the gospel this morning, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. Now, I don't know if you have any knowledge of sheep, but if you have sheep in a field, you got to make sure that there is no hole in the ditch or in the fence anywhere, because as sure as night follows day, sheep have an ability to find the smallest little hole in the ditch or in the fence and begin wandering off. They're a bit like ourselves, you know. They tend to wander, and then they lose their way. And it's a good description, you know, of how Jesus looked at those people there when he arrived on the other side. He said to his apostles, you know, look at them. They're like sheep without a shepherd. They don't know really what they want or what they're doing or where they're going. And isn't that a very true description of a lot of us today? We live in very, very unusual times, and we're not sure about what's happening sometimes, or what's going to be like next month, or even next week, or even tomorrow. And so we give in to worry, and we give in to anxiety, and we're asking questions. And you know, sheep, they tend to be curious. They want to see what's in the other field or on the other side. And we're a bit the same way. We always want answers. And sometimes the best thing to be is just to not know. And that brings us nearer to God, because then by not knowing, we tend to trust more in God. Now, we as people were never without a shepherd. God is always with us, though we very often don't realize that. But God is beside us, he's within us. He's closer to us than the very air that we breathe. And if we keep that in our minds, that God, we're never out of God's sight for one moment, just trust. So why are you so worried and anxious about so many things? Remember what Jesus said to Martha, and it applies to most of us. Certainly can apply it to me. Why are you so worried and anxious about so many things? Where is that going to get you? Or what is that going to do for you? It never solves any problems, just makes them worse. So the lesson that I get from the gospel this morning is trust. Trust in Jesus.